around the world. To the beach, y'all. Let's go. All around the world. Y'all know this is so, so dead.
Coming live from the Imagination Station, I'm Omar Hussain. Today's subject is, was the statement made by Lawyer Ingram racist, which was shut up and dribble? Well, in my opinion, it was not just rude, but it was also an act of racism. But I also don't believe that she expected a backlash of multiple people coming around to protect him. And I was reading an NPR article that says athletes are coming together to protect LeBron. In one of the paragraphs in this NPR article, the idea athletes or actors or writers should not be politically active in the public sphere is surprisingly widely held. The point of the series, which the series is called Shut Up and Dribble by HBO, is to demonstrate that in case of black athletes holding the game at a distance from society in which is played is not only contrary to history, but impossible, and perhaps that it would be irresponsible. Also, I've recorded and interviewed a past NBA player, a two-time runner for state, and one of my coaches. Give it up for Coach Flynn. And this is his standpoint. What is your opinion on LeBron being told to shut up and dribble?
I thought that was rude. I almost thought it to a part where it was almost like just because he's an African-American athlete, he doesn't have an opinion. So it's almost close to the lines of like a racist comment, how I looked at it. Like he doesn't have an opinion on politics as well. So I took it like that, you know. He's very powerful, so I thought that since he was very powerful, not just because of the basketball, just his stature, that they may have thought that that was a situation, whereas they didn't really want his input. He didn't want his input, or we're allowed to say whatever we want to say. We've got a voice, okay, just because he may play sports. Some people try to associate, well, he's just a basketball player. No, this man built a school, doing a lot of things for his community. I think it was good for him to make his voice his opinion. And I thought that she was wrong in saying he needs to shut up and just dribble.
And then his second question I asked him was because he played so long ago, back in the Michael Jordan, Larry Bird era, my question was to him, has it changed since that time? Because social media wasn't like that. But I think social media is around. So that was me asking him, what's going on? How's it changed?
Well, I talk about media is going to always, especially, you know, I want one of those guys way out there, those superstars, whatever. I think the media ask questions and maybe try to get a certain type of opinion and take it where they want to go. The media know what questions to ask. They know what kind of answers they want. Therefore, they'll gear whatever their question is to get that answer. Yeah, I think, you know, media is media. You just got to know what you're saying. You got to look and listen to what they're saying so you can make the most as far as what your opinions are. You got to be very careful because they can twist it a little bit and make you say things you really didn't mean. So I think the media has been like that the whole time.
All right, thank you. To add another dimension to my claims against Laura Ingram that it was a racist comment, she's inconsistent because even when she was presenting the death of Nipsey Hussle, RIP Nipsey, you know, he was a man, she laughed, and it's not something you laughed about somebody dying, but it's not the point right now. We're on LeBron. To restate what I believe it was more than a politic saying something to an athlete. It was because he was an African-American man trying to make a statement. They have been doing this for years, and I don't believe this is right. If it was a white athlete, example, say Gordon Hayward, I promise to you she will not have said anything. If she had did, it would be in less than shut up and dribble. Thank you for your time, and we're out of here. For my counter-argument about Laura Ingraham on Hurts on her defense, she does have a claim. Even the Boston Globe brings it out how the LeBron only has a high school diploma. Kevin Durant was really not into politics. Neither of them was really into politics. What, LeBron made it past high school? Oh, made it, went straight to the league. Kevin Durant was probably even in major, and that wasn't even one of his majors. Focus on the league. And they were saying how their lifestyle isn't controlled by what they're saying by the president because they're so-called super rich. Yes, I can say that I agree with that point standpoint, but the nums outweigh the evens. LeBron, he made his own school. Yeah.